a lot of big plays. Guys are making plays coming out, both offense and defensively. And then there's some areas of sloppiness that we got to, you know, a big emphasis for us was starting fast. We talked about that. There's some sloppiness at the start of some periods, but we'll use that as a measuring stick. I mean, you know, we'll learn from the good, learn from the bad, but their intensity and how they competed, that's good. But really want to teach these guys the level of expectation. Really want to drive that home with them. Show them in team meetings, hey, this is what we expect. You know, A-Rod makes a play on the sideline, good throw, good catch. We expect it. We expect those plays, you know, and really drive that mindset home. So, you know, overall pretty good. Just got some areas that we need to improve.
It seemed like the secondary had a good day. Devon House made a nice interception, a couple other plays. What did you see out of the secondary?
Well, you know what? It's kind of – I was glad to see it because it carried over from OTAs. Guys around the ball a little bit more. Yep, he got another interception. So all those signs are good. You know, you're not going to – as a head coach, you're looking. Sometimes the offense does good and sometimes the defense, and that's what happens. You know, both sides of the ball, they know they got to work on some things. But, you know, anytime you're on the ball as a defense and get the ball, that's a good sign.
Beecham was the first.
What do you think you want Beecham to do sometimes?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we'll take it slow like he did individual today. Then we'll go in there, evaluate it, see how he did, and then just keep adding more and more. So hopefully sometime, you know, this week or the next couple of days, get him some teamwork.
He was the first guy out here. Have you noticed his anxiousness throughout the offseason?
He has. You know, I think he's got he's patient in that he knows it was going to take some time, but unbelievable work ethic. So it's not surprising he was out here early. I mean, he's chomping at it, but what I appreciate, he's got great trust in our training staff.
Zero limitations for Jalen Ramsey. It was good to see him work inside out.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him at nickel. He really jumped in there, and boy, it really seemed like a lot of the techniques came natural to him. I really had a close eye on him, so, you know, that was impressive.
Miles had to direct traffic for his position. Do you think he's picked up?
Yeah. I mean, for him, now he's had even less practices, so for him to come in, and he had a couple things. The very good thing about our offense is they throw a lot at the defense early. And so it's really straining. The position meeting, or unit meeting last night was long and intense because of all the different looks. And we threw a lot on him, and he seemed to pick it up pretty good.
Generally speaking, the shape they're in, you tested yesterday, saw him field first down. Pleased with all that?
Very pleased. You know, I've heard missed results. You know, I heard that, you know, somewhere in the teens as far as our explosiveness, as far as a percentage of improvement from last year. So, you know, that's great. You know, sometimes you say, well, 3%, 4%. So when it's up in that number, and we got additions, guys came back in good shape. So all the numbers that we got back from Milo are really positive, really positive. So we just got to do it now.
Gibson made a really opportunistic interception earlier. Do you feel like you have a guy that can make a play on the ball from any part of the field?
I'll tell you what's unique about that spot is that, boy, you can get lulled to sleep. You're playing middle third or you're playing halves or, you know, and you're just doing it over and over and over again. And sometimes if you're not on it, you can get bored and take a play off or play off here or there. And that's not the case with him. That's really stood out to me in OTAs. And again, here it is, three quarters of the way through practice, he gets the interception. And that's the type of discipline you need at that spot.
What is it about Jalen that you're confident he can handle mentally?
Well, he just, you know, when you talk to him in conversation and you start going through some, I know Monty Kiffin always told me that. He said, Gus, if you can talk to somebody over the phone and they can pick up and you can talk football with them and concepts with them, that's usually a pretty good sign. You know, and that's how, you know, and rarely do you see that sometimes with a player. You can have those conversations with Jalen.
You brought Leon Washington into this camp. You were with him in Seattle. What kind of guy is
he? Great enthusiasm, passion for the game. And, you know, I was wondering how if he would bring that same mentality here, and he has.
Could you tell any more from Fowler today? I know you'll know much more Tuesday when pads go on, but could you see anything different today?
Well, no, you know, there's his explosiveness. You know, those two, that's good competition now. I mean, both those guys. You know, I think when you talk about is a player doing well or is a player good, if you really want to know, ask the players. You know, the players know. They'll get out there, and they can be out there with the guy for a day, and they go, he's pretty good now. And I think they feel both those guys.
Gus, you had a depth on the defensive line. How much does that help a guy like Roy Miller be effective?
Well, you know, Roy, he has his role for our team, more of a first and second down guy. The challenge we have is who's our inside rushers in our green group, you know, in our rushers. So, you know, hopefully we'll be smart with Roy all the way through training camp. He's come back in great shape. He's down to about 315 right now. Still feels he has great strength. So, you know, we'll continue to monitor.
It seems like you rotated a lot, like Allen Robinson was in with when Brandon Allen was at quarterback. How much do you think that impacts the competition throughout the roster?
Well, I think if you look back, it's too bad you couldn't look at film, but if you saw it, you would see great matchups all the way through practice. And that was designed. I mean, we had Jalen Ramsey on Julius, you know, on the perimeter. You saw, you know, different things like that take place. So we're trying to match up and get great competition throughout the practice.